This is the Hour of the Time. I'm your host, William Cooper. Upon completion of the signing of the Declaration of Independence, Benjamin Franklin left the hall. He was greeted on the steps by a reporter from a local newspaper who asked him, "Ben, what have you brought?" Ben Franklin looked him directly in the eye and said this, "A republic, if you can keep it." Well, folks, the republic may be hanging by a thread today, but as of Sunday, it will be 217 years old. Happy birthday, United States of America. And a special salute to all those gallant men and women who have served in the armed forces of this great nation and who have helped us by their sacrifice to maintain our freedoms. Thank you. salute all those who have given their lives during the entire history of this country, so that we may celebrate 217 years of freedom.
Abraham Lincoln once said at the height of the Civil War, "If I could not laugh, I would surely die."
Thank you.
The Civil War was fought over states' rights. It pitted brother against brother and established the strength of the Union. The South suffered terribly, and an entire culture disappeared. That, to this day, is romanticized by those of both the North and the South, and is best demonstrated by the feelings evoked when you listen to this song.
In the land of cotton, old time there are now forgotten. Look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. In Dixieland, where I was born, early on one foggy morning. Look away, look away, look away, Dixieland.
Americans died in the Civil War than in all the other wars combined that this country has fought. After the war, those who could walk or crawl, the wounded, and those who were lucky, those who had stood in the lines of battle and had not received a wound, all went streaming home. Many found that they had no home left and became wanderers. Some turned west and built new homes and new states. But the most important thing was that the process of healing and rebuilding had begun, and in some areas of this great nation continues even unto this day.
It's time for our break, folks. Don't go away. We'll be right back after this very short pause.
Thank you.
Show me any nation in this world that has the freedoms, the rights, the opportunity, and the power of those of us who live in this country. Yes, happy birthday, United States of America.
1936, Marguerite Miller was upset. It seemed no one really knew who wrote those words dear to the heart of every American. She determined to find out and let all America know. Her initial research led her to the name of Frank Bellamy. He had submitted the words in a grade school contest in 1896 as a 12-year-old in Kansas. But checking further, she found that Frank had lifted those words from a 19th century magazine called Youth's Companion. And there, the publisher, James Upham, was credited for the literary piece. But a citizens' committee from Rome, New York, said it couldn't be the Boston publisher because their pastor had written the essay after leaving his pulpit to work on the editorial staff of Youth's Companion. The pastor's name? Reverend Frank Bellamy. Marguerite was dumbfounded. If this news was correct, then Bellamy worked on the staff of the same magazine from which he supposedly plagiarized the words to win his contest in 1896 as a 12-year-old. Impossible. She sorted through her evidence. Bellamy was born in Kansas. No, he was born in New York. He died in Colorado in 1915, but he was seen in Florida in 1929. He either had led a double life, or there had been two Frank Bellamy. One, a Kansas schoolboy who pilfered the words for his contest. The other, a minister from New York who worked on a national magazine. You see, in 1892, President Benjamin Harrison wanted a nationwide celebration honoring the 400th anniversary of Columbus' discovery of America. The Reverend Francis Bellamy was commissioned by Youth's Companion to write appropriate words for the occasion. One night in August, he penned them, and on October 12, 1892, 10 million school children simultaneously recited his tribute. And we've been repeating it ever since. I pledge allegiance.
I pledge allegiance.
To the flag.
To the flag.
Of the United States of America.
And to the Republic,
for which it stands,
one nation,
under God,
indivisible.
With liberty,
and justice,
with liberty and justice for all,
with liberty and justice for all.
An individual, a committee of one.
Pledge.
Dedicate all I have to give without self-pity.
Allegiance.
My love and my devotion.
To the flag.
A symbol of freedom, the sovereignty of the individual, and equality of rights.
Of the United.
That means we've all come together.
States of America.
50 individual communities that had united into 50 great states.
And to the Republic, for which it stands.
In which sovereign power is invested in representatives, chosen by the people, to govern for the people.
One nation.
That's why we call it the Union.
Indivisible.
Incapable of being divided.
With liberty.
Now that's freedom, to live one's own life without threats or fear.
And justice.
That's the quality of dealing fairly with others.
For all.
Freedom is everybody's business.
In 1954, two more words were added to the pledge.
Under God.
And they may be the most important of all.
America is made up of many different peoples and many, many different forms of expression. Americans are also famous for the many different ways that they express their love for this country. Yes, rock and roll. The different faces of this country, what helped to make this nation great, and they're reflected in the cities, in the states, on the street corners, and in the country. Thank you.
Country road on the wind, it comes to call. And it sings in the farms and the factory towns, and really thinks there'd be no song at all. And the words are the words that our father said as he whistled down the years. And the name of the song is the name of the dream, and it's beautiful to our ears. America, America.
This country more than I could possibly ever express. Happy birthday, United States of America. You know, it's really the birthday of the Declaration of Independence, which was the first legal document establishing this as a nation. Every home in America should have a copy of the Declaration of Independence and the Constitution and all the amendments thereof hanging on the wall. It should be taught to every child from the time that they first begin to speak and understand words. And it should be carried on throughout their life. We lose track of our roots, our traditions, what this country means, the precepts and principles upon which it was founded. And we lose our souls, we lose everything. This country is the sum total of all man's efforts throughout the history of the world to be free, to be responsible, to walk in a divine state of grace, a king in his own right, with a government as his chattel servant. Most Americans have forgotten that. That prior to the founding of this country, no people in the history of the world had ever, ever truly been free. Everyone had always belonged to someone else, or had been indentured to someone else, or had just been an outright slave. You see, before this country was founded, there were no republics, there were no democracies, and even in the ancient Republic of Rome, the Roman Empire, men were not free. You can read whatever you want that says they were, but you...
We interrupt this program with a special bulletin. America is now under martial law. All constitutional rights have been suspended. Stay in your home. Do not attempt to contact loved ones, insurance agents, or attorneys. Shut up. Do not attempt to think or depression may occur. Stay in your home. Curfew is at 7 p.m. sharp after work. Anyone caught outside the gates of their subdivision sectors after curfew will be shot. Remain calm. Do not panic. Your neighborhood watch officer will be by to collect urine samples in the morning. Anyone caught interfering with the collection of urine samples will be shot. Stay in your home. Remain calm. The number one enemy of progress is questions. National security is more important than individual will. All sports broadcasts will proceed as normal. No more than two people may gather anywhere without permission. Use only the drugs prescribed by your boss or supervisor. Shut up! Be happy! Obey all orders without question. The comfort you demanded is now mandatory. Be happy. At last, everything is done for you.